This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Truly get involved, truly get engaged, truly be, as I love to say, truly be part of the solution. And I have the same mantra, you know it, right? You get involved, you get engaged, you get informed. Once you get informed, you're in. Don't have to worry about it. Which, frankly, is the way it should be. You should be truly or well-informed before you decide to engage. Because somebody's going to throw something at you, you're not going to know. Come on, you know it. And you're going to sit there with the old-fashioned, kind of thing, right? I mean, seriously. Again, I'd say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, and pay attention. Can you please just pay attention? That's all I need you to do. Once you do that, I'm very happy. And it's all about making me happy, but you already know this. Again, all right, lots of stories I need to get to. Rick Schrader, he is the host of Conservative Commandos Radio. He's going to be on with me after the first break. And, you know, we got a lot to talk about there. I mean, Trump needs to stop talking about her. I don't know if you agree with me. But Trump needs to stop talking about her. And what he needs to do is go after Joe B. Just keep going after Joey B. Keep telling people what he's going to do, how he's going to fix things, how he's going to make it right the second time around. Come on, I know some of you guys are Trump lovers to the point where he can do no wrong, but he can do wrong. Not perfect, last I checked. Right? And I need to know how he's going to fix those. Really, in all sincerity, I need to know how he's going to fix it. So, and again, it would be great if he would fess up to some of the mistakes he made, don't you think? All right, back to California for a second, because it is where the show originates from, and there's so much crazy stuff going on here. Now, you know, Newsom is out there trying to get people to see him as presidential. Now, we've got one of the highest taxes for gas and other gases here, right? We've got inflation out of control. We have unemployment out of control. We have vets sleeping in the streets. And what is Governor Newsom doing? He's out spending taxpayer dollars, I think in five or six different states, to tell people how bad those states are. They can always come here for their abortions. that we have the freedom. You can come here. They're wrong. They're bad. He'll help you. Think about that. We're all kinds of suffering here, and all he cares about is making sure you can kill babies. It's that simple. They're back to face it with a crisis, with a projected deficit, record deficit for the state of $73 billion. Right? The deficit increase is attributed to a $24 billion revenue erosion. More and more troubles on a daily basis. Look, if companies are moving out, if they're leaving, you're not producing money. The actual increase in the state's budget problem will depend on a number of factors, including the formula-driven changes. Right? Prop 98, which was passed here in California years ago, right, sets a spending requirement for schools. They have to spend a percentage of the budget on education. They have no choice in the matter. Right? From now through April, more than $51 billion in income and corporate tax receipts are forecast to come in. No one can say today with certainty how those numbers may change. Yeah, but you're always... I think this is the third swipe at this they've taken, and they have been wrong each and every time. Each and every time. The state's population is declining. People are leaving for Texas, Arizona, Florida, Washington. Although I don't get the Washington State one, but whatever. And they're taking their companies with them. So if they're taking their companies and people with them, how do you fix that? Right? No, in all sincerity, how do you fix it? See, he fixes stuff by ignoring it. He fixes stuff by laughing it off and then pointing at other states. Well, this state this, or this state that. It's just amazing. Right? And he's traveling all over the place without any kind of help to fix that $70 billion deficit. And I don't care where you stand with it. Right? You know, wherever you stand, I mean, this is a lot of money, and he needs to fix it. 855-ROJO. 855-732-5563. Rick Schrader joins me right after the break. Talk a little bit about Nikki Haley, and is she all, maybe she needs a cognitive test. What do you think? Be back in a few minutes.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Welcome back, my friend.
Always here to fight for you. Seriously. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Because if you're not part of, look, at honestly, if you're not part of the solution, you guys know you're part of the problem, right? Not that hard to figure out. You don't even need a college degree for that one. Seriously. So I've asked Rick Trader. He is the host of Conservative Commandos Radio, you know, and always a pleasure to have him with me to get his take on the, well, I thought it was a beating she took, but according to her, maybe not so much. Nikki Haley and how she made out Saturday. I mean, is there something in the air there? I don't understand. You there?
You didn't introduce me. Hi.
Well, I did introduce you. You probably were snoring. I was so boring.
No, Joe, how you doing, buddy?
Good. I'm doing fine.
Joe, you know, you talk about Nikki Haley. I mean, this is this race is so interesting to political junkies like you and me. Now, here is a woman, Nikki Haley, who's up against one of the most popular Republican candidates. I don't, since Ronald Reagan, you want to take it back that far? I'll take it back that far. And so far, let's not count what happened last Saturday night, because that was in her home state. In every primary and in every caucus she's been in with Donald Trump, she's got her butt kicked by 20 yeah. and 30 points. and several of these states, Joe, were areas where voters could cross over. You know, independents could cross over and vote in the Republican primary. Even right. Democrats could cross over and vote in the Republican primary. So up to this Saturday, she has won a total of one county. In all the states that had the primaries, and I think there have been four now, not counting Saturday, she has won a total of one county, Joe. One county. So that brings us to Saturday night. Her home state, a state where she was a two-term governor, and from what I can recall about her time as governor, was pretty popular. She goes in and loses by 20 points, 20 points, Joe, to Donald Trump, somebody who's been impeached twice, once as a private citizen, which is really kind of unique. Mm-hmm. All the lies, all the investigations, all the indictments, and she loses to this guy by 20 points, and yet she says she's still in it, and she is a candidate. And yes, why?
She's going to be in it to the end. What is the end? What is it? Until she overspends or what?
Joe, what I'm starting to wonder, if she's going to set herself up as a third-party candidate, only because of her hatred so much for Donald Trump, she thinks maybe I could take enough votes away from him where he cannot win re-election. Well, Joe, I've raised this question with people who I trust, like Joe Messina, and what I'm really getting back is that the kind of campaign she's running, she probably will take as equal number of votes, if not more, away from Joe O'Biden.
Yeah.
And that's not me. And Joe, you know that's not a misspoke. I call him Joe O'Biden because this is the Obama presidency 3.0, Joe Biden being the puppet candidate and the puppet master himself being Barack Obama. So this is, thank God. I got to say this, Joe. Thank God for Nikki Haley being in this. This would be such a boring, boring primary campaign season.
I agree.
This is something to talk about. I mean, this is really, she makes it interesting.
Yeah, I agree. But, I mean, seriously, I sit there and listen to her. I listen to her speak. I'm thinking there's something wrong with her. I cannot believe that she really believes what she's saying. Okay, I told you in a text I sent you. Partially, I believe she set herself up for a place at CNN or MSNBC or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Very well, could be, because she's not setting herself up for a spot in a Donald Trump cabinet.
Oh, no.
No.
With his attitude and quick to cut, she wouldn't stand a chance. As a matter of fact, if I was him, I would tease her, interview her, say it looks good, and then have her show up at the office and go, you know, I've changed my mind. I watched some of the videos, you're out of here.
He did that little trick with Chris Christie.
and Romney, too, you know.
Chris Christie wanted the VP, and Chris Christie wanted the Attorney General, and Donald Trump brought him in and talked to him and listened to him and kicked him his butt to the curb. Thank God.
I think the Don took a lot of information or a lot of info from Christie. And that scares me. You know, like, this guy would be good for this. This guy was loyal to you. You need to put him in this place here. That kind of bothered me a little bit, you know?
Oh, well, I think the best advice he could get from Chris Christie is where to get the best donut in town.
I'm glad you did that one. Yeah, there you go.
You know, like that. I think that's or how to shut down a bridge going into and out of New York City at rush hour. Go down on the beach when all the beaches in New Jersey was closed. He goes down to the beach and suns himself. He could get information. Or walking arm in arm down the beaches of New Jersey with Barack Obama, you know?
Yeah.
One week before
you're
the...
You're ruining...
I
haven't eaten dinner yet. You're ruining my dinner here. You realize that, right?
Well, Joe, if you're like me, you could afford to use a lose.
Oh, ouch. Yeah, you're probably right, though.
Didn't I say like me, Joe? Didn't I say you're like me?
Yeah.
I haven't seen you in a couple of years, so maybe you're trim.
Right. Well, in my dreams I am. You know, I'm having, what is it called, REM? Yeah, when I'm having one of those, yeah, I'm trim all right, you know.
The next question is, and we can get back to Nikki Haley. The next question is Donald Trump's shortlist for VP? Now, we had Roger Stone on the Conservative Commandos the other day, right after...
And where can they find Conservative Commandos before you go trucking along and never come back to it?
Here it is. You can find Conservative Commandos at ccrshow.com, ccrshow.com for our radio show, our TV show, which we air the Joe Messina Show on. Our TV network is AUN-TV.com, AUN-TV.com. Great shows like these.
Hey. Here we have to go for a commercial break. Don't go away. We've got a lot more we want to talk about. We'll be right back. Don't go far.
Yes, sir.
Rick Trader joins me from Conservative Commandos from the movie report.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News Update. Former President Trump is seeking to overturn his $454 million civil fraud verdict in New York. His legal team submitted a notice of appeal Monday pointing to alleged judicial errors. The appeal disputes the ruling that Trump misrepresented his wealth to advance his real estate interests. A significant U.S. Supreme Court hearing Monday centers on the influence of social media companies on online content. The court is scrutinizing laws supported by Republicans in Texas and Florida, which were enacted amid allegations that platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube exhibit bias against conservative viewpoints. On Sunday, a United States Air Force service member died after setting himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. Video footage captured Aaron Bushnell declaring his refusal to be complicit in genocide, describing his actions as an extreme form of protest. John Schaefer, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-A-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate it, the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and Xing or whatever the heck it's called. Again, always do appreciate your time. Rick Trader joins me, host of Conservative Commandos Radio, and I always appreciate his time as well. And Rick, how are we doing tonight?
We are doing great, Joe. We are doing great. You know, Joe, we teased a little bit about who would be the vice president pick, but I want to back up a little.
You teased a little bit about it. I didn't want to lose.
Well, I want to back up a little bit. Yeah, I want to get back into this Nikki Haley thing because I just pulled this off at the Hill. Elisa Griffin, former White House communication director under President Trump, said Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley's strong showing in South Carolina on Saturday should serve as a 5-alarm fire to the GOP. She got beat by 20 points. I mean, Nikki Haley got beat by 20 points. And, yeah. You know, the Koch brothers who was backing Nikki Haley, and when I mean backing Haley, I mean with money, they pulled out. You know, they see the writing on the wall. I mean, when you look at the states, the primaries coming up, does anyone anywhere see any hope for Nikki Haley winning a single one of them?
Well, let me tell you what. I listen to words carefully when people are talking. Mm-hmm. And she has said, right up until she lost here, she had said, I'm in this to the end. I'm in it to win it. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying, blah, 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 blah. And then I think it was today she was giving a speech, and she was talking about how we have, 10 more coming up. And, I'll stay with this thing through the, at least through the next to Super Tuesday. Mm. So she is She has tweaked it just a tad.
Well, and maybe she's seeing the handwriting on the wall. She's got nowhere to go.
Well, she can go to CNN or MSNBC.
Well, yeah, I grant. I think you very well could be right there. But as far as politics, as far as this presidential campaign, she's going nowhere. The other thing that I think is really going to hurt her, even in the future, Ted Cruz. You know, I really like Ted Cruz. In fact, before Trump won the nomination, Cruz was my guy. Cruz made a huge mistake by not endorsing Trump. Why? Because he was mad the names that Trump called him. All right? And Ted Cruz could be set up this year, or Ted Cruz could be set up for 4 years from now. He still hasn't recovered. He still hasn't won back the Republican base. And I think same thing here with Nikki Haley. She shot herself in the foot, Joe. She shot herself in the foot for future. You know, even the people in South Carolina are not liking her. So you can't say, well, she could possibly run for the House or the Senate. I mean, maybe the House.
Nope.
Can find something down there. But
you and I are in this every day, so we have kind of a different viewpoint. But when you hear her speak now, she almost sounds like she's screeching like Hillary Clinton did. Doesn't she?
Yeah, not only that, she looks mean, Joe. I mean, she's really looking mean. And you know, I always kind of thought, well, she's not a bad-looking lady. You know, Joe, I like good-looking ladies. I married one. But, you know, she's looking mean. She's really, I mean, this campaign is... maybe been very hard on her. Maybe she's not getting enough sleep. Maybe she's smoking too much. I don't know. Oof. But she's really looking mean,
yeah.
Joe. She doesn't look friendly.
She looks like she's angry.
Yes.
I've read some articles like you just did about the biggest problem she's overcome in being a woman. I'm going, no, okay, that doesn't hold anymore. All right.
Oh, and she's the woman of color. Remember, she called herself a woman of color?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Yeah, I mean, this woman is as pale as I am. All right? And my grandmother's name is Yanishevska. Give us your name, Yanishevska. It tells you where my answer goes back to. White, yep. Eastern European. She's my skin color. She's calling herself a woman of color. Why? Because she has some Indian ancestry. I don't know.
All right, so let me throw a couple of things at you, okay?
Yep.
One is, I don't know if you saw Trump's victory speech after he beat Haley, but he was bringing people up there with him to speak, and that included, Lindsey Graham, right?
Well,
and Lindsey Graham is not one of us, if you would, all right?
No.
And why he keeps holding that guy up in high esteem, why he keeps bringing that guy forward, is just beyond me.
Well, maybe because he was in South Carolina. Maybe because he knows if he wins the presidency, it's good to have allies in the Senate. You know,
I don't disagree with you. I think my heartburn, though, is that, you know, almost treating, come on up here and say something. And people were booing, and he's going, no, let him speak. You know, he's
right.
Not happy. I mean, they're not happy with this guy. That's
well,
all.
Again, it was South Carolina, and I think Donald Trump was probably, you know, better invite the guy and let him get up there and be booed than not invite the guy and the guy get PO'd at you. And if you need help, if you need a favor, well, where were you when you were in South Carolina and didn't even invite me to your victory presentation?
Yeah.
You know, Tim Scott was there, and, you know, I'm not crazy about Tim Scott. I'm really in. And we could go into my reasons why, but I am not a Tim Scott fan. But even Tim Scott is more popular in South Carolina right now than Nikki Haley. Tim Scott is the most popular political figure in South Carolina.
That's cool. I'm so glad to hear that. I mean, you may not like him, but just the mere fact that he's a conservative black man, or, you know, conservative black Republican man, makes them crazy.
No, take that back. Take that back.
I won't take it back? Let me tell you what. I'm talking about from the left perspective.
But he's not a conservative.
Well, I agree with you.
Let me give you my reasons for saying that.
Go ahead.
Heritage Foundation, Heritage Action, puts out a report where they rate every member of Congress in both the House and the Senate, Democrats and Republicans, and they give them a conservative rating. Well, Tim Scott's conservative rating, according to Heritage Action, is 80%. Now, you might say, well, gee, that sounds good, but consider the next two things. Number one, the average Republican's conservative rating, according to Heritage Action, is 91%. And that 80%, well, where's that other 20% going? Well, that 20% is voting with Schumer and Pelosi and all the other Democrats. And that's your Tim Scott.
I would have to see what the votes were for. Seriously. You know? I know very few people that are up close to 100% that I totally agree with also, you know. But it's okay. It's okay.
Are you starting libertarian on me, Joe?
Not on your life. Not on your life. But, you know, I do have, Rick, and I don't know where you sit on this stuff. I have arguments with some of my listeners and people that write me emails, and it's kind of like they want to stop – like these people that are standing in the way of the freeways, right, and the off ramps and all that, and they want to turn these people into domestic terrorists. And I said, really? First of all, it is an expression. It is a free speech scenario. But for them to stop cars and stuff, it's dangerous and wrong. And we already have laws in place. So for you to try to champion and get behind a law that turns them into domestic terrorists, remember something. You know, they're not all Dems. You're going to have other people do this, and I wonder who'll get the bigger fines and the bigger time in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think it through. Anyhow.
Well, Joe, I think I'm a little bit older than you. That means I remember the 60s. I also remember the 60s because I didn't do drugs. I've never done drugs. Yeah, Joe, I went to Woodstock. I was at Woodstock.
Wait a minute. You went to Woodstock?
I did. I went to Woodstock.
We got to go for a commercial. Wait a minute. You got to go for a commercial break, and then I don't care what you were going to say. We're going to talk about Woodstock, dude.
All right.
You're not getting away with that. All right. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems to certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Pacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged. Here we go. Truly be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. We win when you guys get involved, right? We win when you guys do something to make changes. That's when we win. Otherwise, if you don't get, and don't be them, don't put stuff out there that you really don't know. You know, what it means, what you're saying. Because then we all look like fools. I have to say, this guy never looks like a fool. Rick Trader joins me, as he does from time to time. This week, we're talking about, we were talking about Nikki Haley, and then yeah. Rick sidetracked me and told me he had been to Woodstock. Being the good conservative he is, I got to know more. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Joe, when you're 18 years old, not quite 19, and having the biggest music festival of all time, and you get together with a couple of buddies, and you jump in my Dodge Dart, and you head up to head up to upstate New York.
And wait a minute. Your Dodge Dart? I love it.
My Dodge Dart convertible that I smashed up, not to, you know, it was a wreck. It was a literal wreck. We made it up there, parked, oh gosh, so far away, and we had to walk. We thought we could buy tickets, but by the time we got there, nobody was buying tickets. You know, people were just walking in. It was just a huge, huge mash. And I think, in retrospect, Joe, the greatest thing about being there was that all I could say was there. You know what I mean? That was the greatest part about it. I mean, it was an event. And at the time, it was... a little bit in the fog, you know, how big of an event is, mm-hmm. as far as history. I mean, where does this sit? And you could talk about a lot of things like the Kennedy assassination. I was there, or the Challenger explosion. You could say I was there, or many, many things. Well, I think my claim to fame is I was being there, or I was there was Woodstock. I went there a virgin. I came back a virgin. I was the designated driver for 399,999 other people. They were passing around joints, and he'd come to me, and I would say no, and they'd look at me like, oh my gosh, this guy's got four eyes. He must be a narc, you know. I wasn't real popular.
Oh my God, that's great.
I can remember what I wore. I had kind of like this denim work shirt, and I wore that for, you know, like 2-3 days, and, you know, God almighty, it was an event. It's cool to say I was there, and again, for me, that's the highlight of that life's experience.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's hilarious. I think it's great. I thought they'd have some fun with it because, you know, seriously, people think that, you know, anybody who went to Woodstock is kind of whacked and gone and all that, but, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of like what the fat guy from Great Britain during World War II, Churchill said, you know, if you're not a liberal by the age of 20, you have no heart. If you're not a conservative by the age of 40, you have no brain. The first vote I cast in 1972 was for George McGovern.
Whoa.
Right. Got Richard Nixon.
Have you done your penance for
McGovern? Do it every day. I do it every day. The TV stations, the network, the radio show, I'm still paying for it.
Yes, you are. Oh, God. But you made me forget. I was just having so much fun with that. You made me forget where we were at. But we were talking about, look, Ted Cruz. I haven't been watching his race that much, but there's some talk that he might be in trouble in Texas. Is that true?
I don't know. I like Ted Cruz. You know, I love to watch his, when they have hearings on Capitol, I love to watch his hearings and this questioning. But, Joe, you know, when we went to the break, you mentioned Tulsi Gabbard.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wanted to get my views on Tulsi Gabbard. I'm
almost afraid. Remember, we're terrestrial radio. Keep it clean.
Okay. listen, she's not a Republican. She's not a conservative. Again, referring to Heritage Action Scorecard. In the last session of Congress that she served, she had a conservative rating of 7%. 7%. That meant 93% of the time she voted with Schumer and Pelosi and the rest of them. She's not a conservative. Her lifetime reading with Heritage Action is 10%. So all these people out there, because, you know, Tucker Carlson loves her. You know, I think he would love to date her if he could. You know, that's Tucker Carlson's fantasy, Tulsi Gabbard. But she's not a conservative, not a Republican. She's a Democrat, a lifelong Democrat, with a Heritage Action rating of 10%. Out of 100, Joe, 10%.
Wow.
10%. That's her lifetime rating. And again, this election is so important, the vice president we pick, because this person has got to be set up for 2028. You know, Trump can only only run this one time. This is it.
Right. Yes.
He wins. This is it. We've got to have a strong VP, who can ascend to the nomination.
Oh, I don't disagree with you. I don't think she should be the VP choice, but I do think that she could. I probably disagree with you a little bit from a standpoint. I think she's had a major change of heart in some areas, but
some
I don't think. Well, look. Wait a minute, Rick. How many of you and I do you think are out there that could be elected to Congress and actually do something?
Me? Elected to Congress? Are you kidding?
People like you and I. You know, we are very strong on the Constitution. We're very strong on what we believe to be truth. But, again, you look at who's getting elected, who's in there, what kind of... Even if, with all due respect to Jim Jordan... Where are the bills being brought forward? Where are the, you know, you and I have talked about this a million times with Republicans. Bring the darn bills forward. Make them one-issue bills. Bring them forward and let them sit on the Senate desk. Prove to the people that, look, we tried, the guys that you elected to stop us. We've got that right now with the border bill, right? Last March or May, we had a border bill passed in Congress, right, to finish building the wall, do all this stuff. It's been sitting in the Senate. And when the Senate came out this year and said, well, they won't do anything with it. The Republicans are just, they're not willing to compromise. They're not willing to do it. You go, whoa. There's been a bill sitting on your desk for almost a year now. When are you going to do something with it? Either veto it, kill it, vote against it, but have the guts to do something with it. So I don't trust any of them anymore. I'm getting to that point anyway.
Well, I can't disagree with you there. Just so many politicians, including Republicans, have so disappointed me. Give you one story. I'm not going to mention names because this is somebody I like. Somebody ran as a conservative Republican, all right? Somebody who I donated to their campaign. And, Joe, you know me. I'm tight with a buck. I donated to this person's campaign. Well, I'm so disappointed because... this guy voted for the Redefinition of Family Act as a Republican conservative, somebody who I really, really, really believed in, was so happy that he got elected. In fact, if it wasn't for the Wuhan flu fraud, I would have been there for a swearing in. I mean, a guy I really liked. And, you know, I'm so disappointed I haven't talked to him since then.
In all fairness, I just need to know something. Is that the bill...
Yeah.
That included biracial marriage.
That was the Redefinition of Marriage Act. You know, marriage between a woman, a man. I don't know everything that was in it. That's all I needed to know, Joe. To me, marriage is between a man and a woman, and that's it.
So what
no
the Dems...
No exceptions.
Okay, slow down. What the Dems do that drives me nuts, and the Republicans need to push back on it, is they throw all this stuff together in the bill. And I think I remember this one. In that bill, wasn't just a man, man, woman, woman. It also had racial marriage in there. All right?
I have to look that one up.
Yeah, look it up.
I don't know.
Irritant was...
Well, if you looked it up, then I believe it.
Yeah. But wait a minute. My irritant was this. If you guys really, you keep saying you want to vote the right way, you should have put a single bill together to counteract that one to say, hey... You know what? We're going to vote against this one, but here's one right behind it that really does what you say this other one does. They're not strategic at all. Everything they do is knee-jerk, or they want to try to explain it away. People don't have... Think about Facebook now. The videos that get the most amount of views are what? 3 minutes or less. So you've got 3 minutes or less to get your point across to somebody, or you're done. And that's where Ted Cruz fails
big time. Are you telling me I got to tell you all about... Are you telling me I got 3 minutes to say all about...
No, you got 20 seconds to tell people, quickly, tell people how to find you. We talked right up to it. Quick.
AUN-TV.com, AUN-TV.com, AUN-TV.com.
That's simple. Joe, the senior host, you stuck with me for the next hour. Rick, God bless for what you're doing. Thanks for being with me. We'll be back in a few, people.
Take care. God bless, Joe.